At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, I wanted to talk about Ben Shapiro and a viral clip that went around about him attacking a Christian at a Q&A. And he also goes on to make some very egotistical statements. Like, these are Rick Warren, Dennis Prager level. I mean, he says the same thing that Dennis Prager said. So I guess they got some internal competition over which one of them, you know, has the biggest ego, but also which one of them is the biggest thing going for the church right now. So we're going to dive into these, you know, basically Ben Shapiro is defending blasphemy, but he's deflecting on that to really puff himself up. And he's attacking a Christian who's asking him a pretty fair question about the differences between Christianity and modern Judaism. So we're going to dive into this video, but first I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry, and you can support our work over our Patreon-like system, which is linked in the description. And by the way, the patrons decided what this video would be on, and that's why we're talking about this today. Also, check out Winning Not Winsome, my book, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare. That's available on Amazon and other places as well, and also linked in the description below. You should check it out. That being said, let's dive into this story. There's a video clip that circulated on social media, and it's at a Q&A at a college, I believe. So this is a Christian asking Ben Shapiro a very pointed question, but it is a very valid question, that one that needs to be had. And I think this clip going viral accomplishes the purposes that the Christian who asked it wanted to accomplish, because this was a good question.
Good evening, Mr. Shapiro. You have consistently promoted the idea that America was built on Judeo-Christian values. However, as a devout Christian, I have difficulty accepting the term given Judaism's rejection of Jesus. Christians believe Jesus Christ is God. In contrast, the Talmud, a central Jewish holy book, teaches that Jesus is burning in hellfire and excrement. And while the New Testament tells us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us, Sovereign 15 of the Talmud states that even the best of the Gentiles should be killed. Given these irreconcilable differences, why do you insist on using this oxymoronic term?
Hey, so first of all,
okay, so let me just restate the question because the audio is a little different. It's not consistent in this video, but he's asking how can you use the term Judeo-Christian, which again, that is a term we don't use here on Evangelical Dark Web because it's an oxymoronic term. How can you use that term if the two religions have opposed values and Judaism, modern Judaism, has a particularly anti-Christ stance? How is there an alliance between these two religions or even commonality when there's this glaring discrepancy between them? So here's Ben's answer.
That's a really bad read of the Talmud. Second of all, the notion that you can cite any text in support of the idea that Judaism broad writ is somehow disdainful or hateful of Christians or of people who are not Jewish is, in fact, a tremendous misread of Judaism over the centuries and particularly today.
So, again, let's just kind of break this down for a second, because there's a lot of data on this. First of all, when he says that's a bad read of the Talmud, no, it's actually not a bad read of the Talmud. The Talmud is a collection of writings that spans over centuries and stuff like that. It is not scripture. It is not the inspired word of God. And so it does contain a lot of internal inconsistencies, and it also contains a lot of heinous things. There's a lot of heinous content in there, the worst of which is the blasphemy, which is aforementioned in the question that was posed by this young man. So all of this is true. What he said is that is in the Talmud is in the Talmud. Ben Shapiro is deflecting here, and now he's trying to say that there isn't a sense of disdain from Jews towards Christians, but they've done data on this. And the idea of, like, you know, what's your opinion of this religious group? And they ask it by religious group. And evangelicals have an unrequited love for modern Jews. It's just statistically documented. And it's also statistically documented that Jews are a very democratic voting bloc. They are as much Democrats as white evangelicals are Republican. The very opposed groups when it comes to values. But Ben Shapiro is going to disagree with that statement because, you know, he fancies himself a gatekeeper on the right.
I can cite sections in the New Testament that I find personally problematic. I can certainly cite segments in the Quran that I find personally problematic. The truth is I could probably find place in the Old Testament that I find personally problematic. That does not speak to what Judaism is and its historic impact on the world. Judaism is the foundation of Christianity. Jesus himself acknowledged this. The New Testament acknowledges this. The notion that Judaism and Christianity are somehow completely delinked and teach two completely separate lessons ignores the fact that the Old Testament is part and parcel of the New Testament.
So let's debunk that for a second. First of all, modern Judaism is not the same thing as ancient Judaism. They're two completely different religions, and the biggest evidence for that is there is no modern temple, there are no modern sacrifices, so it's not the same religion now, is it? Because obviously the Levitical law is very important. They're not following the Levitical law, so it's not the same religion. I mean, they can try and say that it is, but it's not the same religion. It's just fundamentally a different religion. Second of all, the Old Testament points to Christ, and the Old Testament is a Christian scripture, more so than it is a Jewish scripture, especially when you point out the problematic text that Ben Shapiro would probably find problematic, that is Isaiah 53, for instance, if I wanted to name a chapter. But Isaiah in general, because Isaiah goes from judgment to messianic prophecy. And there's a lot of that in there. So another thing to point out is that Ben Shapiro, and I pointed this out before, but it's worth reiterating. Ben Shapiro is not an inerrancist when it comes to the Old Testament. He does not believe that the Old Testament is inerrant or, you know, contains no errors, that it is a completely accurate account of the events that it depicts. He does not believe that. And it does show up here in that he views things that are in the Old Testament as probably problematic, which is also a good indication he's never read it, or, you know, or else he would know. So there is some ignorance on his part, but we definitely, there's a lot that we could say about whether the two are delinked, but after AD 70, Judaism became a different religion. Those who accepted Christ became the Christians, and those who rejected Christ, well, that much is known to history. And, you know, AD 70 happened, and stuff happened after that, and a new religion formed after that. Which we see the seed sown in scripture, you know, the oral law, the oral tradition that Jesus spoke out against. So there are some seeds laid in the ground for this new religion that would emerge, but it is not linked. They are not linked to Christianity. So I'll let him finish.
Sure, Christians and Jews think different things. Of course. Otherwise, I'd be a Christian or you'd be a Jew. If we thought completely the same thing, then presumably we would have the exact same religion. But the notion that Judaism and Christianity are completely delinked is wrong. As far as miscitations from the Talmud, or even citations of texts that are written in the year 500 CE at a time when Jews were being persecuted by Christians in the Roman Empire, that seems to me a real stretch to get to the idea that Jews today are overall hateful of Christians. I'm not sure that there's anybody in America, personally speaking, who has pushed more people back to church than me.
Okay, I want to stop right there, and then I'll let him finish that next point. So the idea that, hey, the Talmud was written during some hard times for us, and then he cites like the year 500 in the Roman Empire. Well, I don't think Ben Shapiro is much of a history buff, if that's what he's citing there. But anyway, maybe he means the Eastern Roman Empire. But nevertheless, so he can't determine whether what he said is true or not, because I don't think Ben Shapiro has done the reading. So he's like, oh, but even if it is true, there's an excuse for it. There's a victim mentality that is impenetrable. And I guess that's one of the biggest difficulties in Christians ministering to Jews, is that that victim mentality is very difficult to get past. It is a huge stumbling block to receiving the gospel. And that's an unfortunate thing. But I also think that if Christians didn't affirm the victim mentality, we could be more effective at evangelizing. That's just a hypothesis. But I know, like, I heard from a guy who is Jewish that converted to Christianity, but even grew up in a Messianic Jewish household, but still kind of went wayward and then came back to Christ. He even talked about how his most effective way of reaching the Jewish community is through Christians that have established relationships and helping them evangelize. Because he says that it's extremely difficult for him to do the evangelism because there's an instant barrier that goes up. So, anyway.
I really don't know that there is anybody who's done that. I tell Christians literally all the time to go to church. I tell Christians all the time to re-engage with their faith. I think it is deeply, deeply important that they do. I don't try to convert people to Judaism because that's actually forbidden in Jewish law. I'm not supposed to convert people to Judaism. So
there is the Rick Warren part of this clip, and that is Ben Shapiro saying he's done more for the church than any Christian alive has. And that's what he's saying, that I've sent more people to church. And I don't think that's true at all. I mean, I don't think that's statistically true. I think God does all the work and not Ben Shapiro. I mean, Dennis Brager's claim the same thing. And I just think that they're very full of themselves. They don't realize how small the world of conservative ink is. I mean, it's a huge industry, don't get me wrong. But this is something that we kind of struggle with, is that we think our own silos, our own podcasts, even if they are large podcasts, reach a lot more people than they actually do. You don't really have a whole lot of media in the United States that is broad. You know, you got Sunday Night Football is probably the only weekly television program that has a broad audience reach. I mean, other, you know, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, stuff like that, but that's what you would have to do. There's no, like, American Idol. I mean, there's might still be American Idol, but there's no real television show that has the same level of reach, and everything's all fragmented. I don't think Ben Shapiro knows what he's talking about here, and again, if he's encouraging people to go to church, I think that's because he's not threatened by the Christianity that's being served in church.
I know there's a group of people who spend all day online cherry-picking bad lines from the Talmud, a text that they have no familiarity with, and then trying to spin that into a giant myth about how Jews are seeking the extermination of Christians or some other bizarre conspiracy theory. It's a lie, it's stupid, and the Judeo-Christian values of the nation are quite real because, once again, Judaism and Christianity have an awful lot in common.
Like what? So that's the clip. I mean, again, what do we have in common? Do we both believe that pornography is wrong? No. Abortion? No. So what do we have in common? So do we even have the same God? No. And that's a huge one. That's a huge one. I think that's the biggest one. And that's probably where we'll end on that. We don't worship the same God. And one of the hallmarks, you know, one of the pillars of Jewish culture is a rejection of Christ. That, you know, there's, you know, the word multifarious has been thrown around, which is just a fancy word for many forms. And there are many forms of Judaism. There's even atheistic forms of Judaism, and that just is religion and culture. But the thing that binds them all together is a hostility to Christ. So no, there's Judeo-Christian is an oxymoronic term, and nothing can really change that. So that's all I got to say about that. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.